This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The playoffs start for us next week, but they start tomorrow in the major leagues. Expanded playoffs. And, Mike, we got four games tomorrow that starts this thing. Tampa, Cleveland, Philly, St. Louis. We're watching that one. Seattle, Toronto, San Diego, and the Mets. And then things continue over the weekend, but our guys get some time off. And we're going to talk about some of these matchups because guys are hitting us up saying, is there a better matchup for the Braves? I don't necessarily know if there is. We've talked about the Phillies. We've talked about the Mets. Listen, I don't care who comes our way. I'm not fearful of anybody, but maybe, Mike, you feel a certain kind of way about what's going on with the Cardinals, and so you go, well, I prefer to have the Phillies over the Cardinals.
I mean, I don't like going up to Philadelphia because I hate that stadium. Seems like anybody can put the bat on the ball. Next thing you know, you got an opposite field home run. That goes both ways, obviously. And then we said it yesterday talking with Grant. You know, there's just mojo with St. Louis. Pujols has got something that's a little contagious out there, and everybody's hitting. They got a MVP candidate. You know, they got everything cooking over there. But I also feel there is unfinished business. Everything going back to that the idiot manager that's no longer there that ran it up against Folty in a game five. How we got the infield fly rule that ended Chipper's career. I mean, I got nothing against Pujols. I wouldn't mind putting an end to his career either, Carl.
Yeah.
But really, it's a coin flip. I think both Philly and St. Louis each have matchup issues, although the Cardinals have a much better bullpen.
I do, too. I think they both pose potential issues. Here's the deal with you know, the Cardinals, man. They're dangerous because of Goldschmidt and Arenado and then Pujols and Yadier Molina. They've got guys in that lineup where you go, okay, we got to be careful. But the Phillies, Mike, I think they have better starting pitching. So, you know, with Nola and Zach Wheeler, I don't know if there's a better matchup. I'll say this, guys. We talked about the fact that these 100-plus win teams, like the Dodgers, okay? And I'm going to say this. There's more pressure on the Dodgers going into this postseason than there is on us. And I know we just won the World Series, and you're going, well, wait a minute, we're trying to repeat. Guys, it's hard to repeat. But when you've won 111 games, okay, and you have run away with the division again, and now everybody's looking at this team, they're loaded in every way, Dodgers have to win this thing. Dodgers have to win this thing. The only one they've won here over the last 8 years was the shortened season of 2020.
Right.
And so, Mike, you know, I think when you look at this, you go, all right, since 2017, the Dodgers have had four times where they had 100 win ball clubs, right, and they've only won one World Series. Here they are with the best record in the league, best overall record. Pressure's on them to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, they got Freddie, you know, and Freddie got his ring last year, and maybe Freddie brings some more poise to that thing, but they always seem to have a pitcher that has an issue. One of their pitchers, and again, their money is obviously spent a lot on pitching. They've always got somebody who they got to shut down. Last year was Scherzer. Sometimes Kershaw can't go. And then, as we've discussed a lot with Tony Gwynn Jr., you know, they have an entire department, and analytics are literally forced upon Dave Roberts at some point, which I would think is a difficult way to manage, and sometimes it blows up in their face. They seem to always have seven guys who come out of the bullpen throw 100 miles an hour, but I just think we're clutch. I just think we're more clutch than the Dodgers, despite all those things they got going for them.
Yeah, and the reason why I say it's on them, guys, again, remember how we won this division. I mean, a lot of people were counting us out. Hi, Sal! A lot of people were counting us out, And then we just win the division last weekend. Dodgers won their division almost 2 months ago. I mean, this is not even an afterthought. So I think with us, power, pitching, momentum, Mike, you're absolutely right. And the clutch factor, which, you know, is something that continues to happen with our ball club. We'd love to hear from you guys, 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always text the show. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow us on social media and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports, and we're on the gram as well. We got a bunch of guests that are going to stop by as well, guys, today. Moving some things around. Yeah, man, no man. We're going to move up into around 240 today because we will have a player guest from the Falcons. Today, Mike, it's going to be Keith Smith that's going to join us.
Yeah, man, and we were talking about this with Bo, our producer, Squid Billy, that, you know, really kind of just a dude and – you know, not really special under, you know, Dirk Cutter's 2.0 with Dan Quinn, but he seems like he's really found his own in this offense, and Arthur Smith wants physicality, and he provides that, helping open up some of those big holes we saw for the big run game in the fourth quarter on Sunday.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, Dog fans, Josh Brooks going to stop by, athletic director for the Dogs. He's stepping in for our buddy Vince Dooley, who's still dealing with some throat issues. So Josh is going to join the show today, and looking forward to our visit there. You heard Andy and Randy talk about their visit with Brian Snicker. If you missed it, you'll get a chance to hear what Snit has to say as they prepare for another playoff run. So lots to get to today. And, Mike, a lot of people talking about what Arthur Smith told us yesterday in regards to two things. One, Kyle Pitts. He said he's not worried. Pitts didn't practice yesterday. Apparently the open spot or the open practice today, he was not seen either. But Coach told us yesterday in our interview, he's not worried. And then he answered your question about Desmond Ridder, which a lot of people were talking about because I think there are people who agree with you that, hey, when are we going to get a chance to see him? And even if you're not going to play him every down or he's not going to be the starter, can we see what he looks like in certain packages? Coach basically answered the question saying, it's not probably not going to happen, guys. You know that the backup is always the favorite guy. But I think people look at this and they go, okay, so how are we get a read on Ridder?
Yeah, I mean, you're 2-2. There's positives. I think we talk about it with our listeners every day on the air, on social media. You know, guys are saying, why are you being so hard on Mariota? I mean, I don't know what games you're watching. We could be 3-1. There's been opportunities for more plays to be made. There's, you know, fumbles, turnovers, dropsies. That stuff's got to get cleaned up. And, you know, when I said to one guy on Twitter today, Carl, because I heard you ask about Ridder, goes, what's your agenda with Ridder? I go, well, I mean, they're not going to put packages in for Ridder because I think you said on Twitter as well, they're the same player as far as style-wise.
Yeah.
You know, Mark is more athletic because, you know, he's better running the ball. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, for crying out loud, as you pointed out yesterday. It's all right, so call it code. So when I asked Arthur the question, it was code for, if you can't get Mariota to stop fumbling, when are we going to see Ridder? That was basically what I was asking.
Well, and my whole thing with this is, whether we like it or not, the timing of this has not happened. It's happened for the Steelers because they were lifeless. And the coach, you know, Coach Tomlin decided to make a move with Kenny Pickett. We haven't been lifeless. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are talking about us going down to Tampa this weekend and handling business.
See, that's the thing. You raised the bar of my expectations. So now I want, don't you want everybody who plays every position in the starting 11 to be the best they can be? And look, Mariota has shown, again, he's a conundrum, Carl, because he shows you he's got the skills only at times to do stuff which leaves you scratching your head.
All right. Chris, can we hear Coach talking about this? This was him on answering the question we asked him about packages for Ridder yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I just want to put this out there because I know people were asking us and talking about it. Mm-hmm. And here was his response to Mike's question about, can we at least see a package for Ridder?
Well, I mean, there's nobody more popular in the history of football than the backup quarterback that nobody's seen play. And that's been true. That was true 60 years. I got an old coach tell me that, and it's still true today. Look, there's a lot of guys on our program that are developing that we feel really good about. You've got to assess those things. And, you know, even going back to Tennessee, you know, we had a package with two quarterbacks, and Ryan and Marcus were in at the same time. I mean, we called play, you know, a quarterback run in the AFC Championship game. You know, sometimes we took the other quarterback out. Sometimes you put them both in. We've got a lot of different packages, you know, with different players that have different skill sets. That's not something right now that you're looking to do. Doesn't mean that it'll stay that way forever.
So, I mean, look, you'd only see this dude, to your point, if we're down and we have a losing streak. If we went and lost three in a row, then maybe you'd have a chance to see Ridder out there. And nobody wants that because, as we said, we've shown we can compete. When you're physical on both sides of the ball, you can hang with almost anybody in the NFC. But you just hope the quarterback, Carl, cuts down on, if you want to call them, mental mistakes, because that's what I think they are. They're mental mistakes.
This is a big weekend for Marcus, only because I think, you know, right now we're all in this, every fourth quarter we've seen you bobble the ball in some way, shape, or form. If they go down to Tampa and he plays well, now what's considered well? Because somebody asked me that, what's well? Don't turn it over, okay? Don't bobble a snap in a critical situation. Don't take us out of scoring position. And do what's being asked. I don't need Marcus. We've been saying this. We don't need Marcus to throw 400 yards every game, guys. We don't. That's not the formula for this particular team, okay? Matt Ryan, there were games you needed him to throw for 400 yards or we weren't going to be in it. That's not the formula for this team. We're playing good defense. We're running the football. Do what's being asked of you. But don't do dumb things.
Hey, and if we're going to take football back to the 20s and we can run the ball 50 times, okay. If we win, I don't care. I don't care if he's one for one, you know. But it is a shame that you drafted Kyle Pitts and you drafted Drake London and they sort of become afterthoughts. Now, I don't know if Pitts got injured blocking, because Pitts certainly didn't get injured catching the football, Carl. You know, I mean, Pitts was only targeted like twice. This is something which, again, gets us back to the Mariota thing. You've got these weapons. You've invested in skilled position players, the cross tight end wide receiver that Pitts is. Now, if Pitts is injured, it's a moot point. But Drake London's got to get the rock this week.
So let's hear Coach talk about the latest on the Pitts injury. The question was, are you worried? Are you concerned? Here's what he said.
Yeah, he didn't practice today, and, you know, it's transparent on the injury report. Kyle's a really tough guy, and it's something he's been dealing with, and we got to make sure that he's healthy, so when he's out there, that he can play to, you know, his maximum potential and help us. And so everything we do is we take serious, you know, the health and safety of our players and ultimately how it affects the team. So he's working with something. Is it something I'm worried about? No, I'm not worried about it. I'm concerned about all our players and making sure that something they need to get healthy with. That's what we're here to do. And but it's nothing that I'm going to be worried, to use your word, about long term.
All right. It was my word. I was worried. But no, two things. If he was injured, he said it's something he's been dealing with. So maybe that's why there were limited targets and touches for Pitts, because he was never close to 100% of the game last week.
It may not be a worry now, but is it in week 9 or 10? That's my concern.
I mean, I need Pitts if I'm going to beat Tampa Bay, don't I?
No doubt. And by the way, apparently Julio and Godwin, some of these guys are back, or at least practicing, limited practice today. Yesterday, nobody was down in Tampa. We talked to our guy down there. He was like, nobody's practicing. Matter of fact, the coach wasn't even there. So we'll talk more about the Falcons coming up. We'll get to some headlines coming up. Hey, our Hawks are in action today, man. And they're looking pretty good. We'll tell you about it next.
Julio.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute.
The Game.
Coming up, one of the most embarrassing things that's happened to me in a very, very, very long time. And it happened today. I'll tell you about it coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, what about these Hawks, man? They're in Abu Dhabi.
Yabba dabba doo, Abu Dhabi. Yeah, they're by 10 right now, and everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's gotten some minutes. I mean, I don't want to say just because you beat the Bucks, you know, an exhibition game. We're going to be
world champs.
Three CDs.
World champs, baby.
But hey, you know, if you took the trip, you're all the way over there. You might as well win these games, at least one of them, and they're on their way to winning the first one. So, yeah, man, it's fun to see the Hawks in action and our new look backcourt with Trey and DeJounte Murray and how, you know, Coach Nate's going to use him.
Murray's got 25. Trey's got 22.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
It is. Hunter, by the way, 17 today.
What?
17.
See, if you and I, and we debated this all offseason, you know, as soon as that game was over in Miami, if what he did in Miami becomes the norm, then you are going to be the 3 seed in the East.
Yeah. 25 minutes for Hunter. He's got 17 points. JC's got 16 and 24 minutes. It's pretty balanced scoring, man. You got Okongwu with 11. And Aaron Holiday, Mike, the other Holiday. Remember, we got both Holidays, guys.
Not Drew.
We got Holiday. We got Aaron Holiday, and he's got 16 points. So, point is, you know, this is what you want to see. It's preseason. Mike's right. But you need to see what this is potentially going to look like, right?
Hey, man. You and me on the back of a flatbed truck as the parade goes down Peachtree.
Oh.
Broadcasting live.
I would listen.
You know, I'm just trying. If you can dream.
Well, listen, if the Hawks somehow, and again, we were close, you know, but if we find a way to get into, to the Eastern Conference Finals again this year. I mean, it tells you. I don't know if we're one more piece away or not, Mike. I was having this conversation with somebody. But you've got time to figure that out. If they are one piece away, listen, Landry, our general manager, Travis Link, they won't be afraid to pull the trigger when it comes to the trade deadline. But you got time to figure that out right now.
But, I mean, just if today was fast-forwarded to, you know, a stretch run after the All-Star break, and you've got 20 a night from DeJounte, Trey, and DeAndre Hunter, not even counting what John Collins
does. We're in business.
Then you are a three-seed or better.
We're in business. Right. I totally agree with you. All right, so the Hawks are over there playing, guys, 123-113 right now. And it is a final, so it is over as we speak. And they will play again, and then they'll head back home. But the preseason is underway for the NBA, specifically for our Atlanta Hawks.
Hey, Rakib Trey Ajamal.
What is that?
That means Trey rode a camel. He rode a camel on Wednesday. The video was up by the Hawks. He and DeJounte Murray were out there, and I guess is what you do when you're in Abu Dhabi. You go out there and you hop on a camel.
I've not been to that part of the world. Have you?
No, that's the wife wants to do that for her 50th. Go see the Formula One race right next to where they're at the Yas Marina. It's a very expensive trip.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes. Emirates?
Yeah, UAE.
Amazing airline, right?
Yes, that's what we'd fly, I think. Ooh. I mean, but again, it's a little cost prohibitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10 grand a seat, isn't it?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, something like that. All right, man. Plenty more to get to. Yeah, so, man, no man's coming up.
Do you know a guy I can sell a kidney to? I think we did.
I was going to say. I was going to say. Two tickets, two kidneys.
Two tickets to the Emirates. Yeah, well, we'll see. But I would. I have never been. I got Irish cousins. There's no stigma in Europe to go over there. That's why I'd like to go see what it's all about.
It's supposed to be gorgeous, man. Yeah. You know, and people that I know that have been, they've been like, you got to go one time just to see it. Because it is incredible. All right, man, Hawks win today. That's good news. Braves chilling. They get some time off. We'll continue to talk about our Braves. And also, we'll get into more conversation about the Falcons today. Guys, Josh Brooks, AD for the Dogs, coming up at 4 o'clock. Stick around for that, and you'll hear Brian Snicker a little bit later on. Turtle behind the glass. Our engineer, Bo Morgan, is back today. Executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Do you need to rush for 200 yards every week? Well, of course not. But Chris Lindstrom was asked about it. And listen, as impressive as it is last week, there's no guarantee, Mike, that they're going to be able to do that against the Bucs. You don't think the Bucs watched that film from the Chiefs and they're going to try to put those fires out against us? Lindstrom says, we don't need to do that every week.
I don't look at it that way. They're a really good front, and we need to do whatever it takes to win. So if it's 60 dropbacks or if it's running the ball, like our job is to do what's asked of us and to, you know, do it to our best of our ability. And with that mindset, we're just going out and, you know, trying to attack it.
Chris, let's hope it's not 60 dropbacks.
Well, that's probably a net loss for us if that's the situation. We got to use our the run game, the balance. We just talked about Mariota. I mean, no oopsies there. But I mean, Pitts. It sounds to me that if, based on what Arthur told us yesterday, that he's been dealing with something, then it's not a matter of they weren't able to target him. Maybe he wasn't targetable, and that means maybe he'll be similar this week. That's a shame because that's a weapon I thought we got to have. Look, the Bucs might have looked a little uneven, Carl. It's been a weird start to their season, but they can still have all the wide receivers are healthy. We can't have a mistake in this game if we're going
to
win it.
All right, Mike, you want Marcus to fix these fumbling issues, don't you?
Oopsies.
All right, here's what he said about working on trying to fix the snaps and the fumbling issues.
Yeah, that's day in and day out. You know, every single day at practice, we start with a C and Q exchange. So it's something that we're continuing to work on, and we'll clean up.
C being the center, Q being the quarterback, lest you be confused. No, but in his defense, I did say that Dahlman does sometimes kind of like mortar that thing back there. So, but he's still got to get his hands on it.
Come on, man. Marcus, fix this. Marcus, fix this.
I mean, we're now into game 5. So you get the rust should be shooken off, right?
I'm telling you right now. All right.
Are you just a guy who just does stupid stuff in a game every now and again?
I'm telling you right now, if he fumbles another one in the fourth quarter this week, I'm losing my mind.
And then we can revisit our conversation with Wes Durham about Ritter and other options. Arthur Smith can't get this guy to get the hands on the football. That's him. That's a mental thing.
He's working on it, Mike.
Okay.
He's working on it.
The good news is, guys, we're not banging on the guy because we're 0-4. We're 2-2, could have been 3-1, and now all of a sudden our expectations, as we said in the first segment, have been rising up, man.
Nice pair. Nice.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, I was going to say nice pun right there. Hey, man, Matt Olson. Do you guys realize Matt Olson played all 162? He played all 162. You know who else played all 162? Dansby.
Mm.
Here's what's crazy. Matt Olson was talking about his reflecting on the season. You know, if you want to continue to do this comparison thing with Freddie, I know it's natural because he's the guy that took Freddie's spot at first base. But Matt Olson did exactly what we thought he would do when we got him. Came in, he hit 30 home runs, Mike. He drove in 100 RBI. It's exactly – now, those numbers are – you know, you could say, well, it went 130 and it wasn't 110 or what. He did exactly what we thought he would do. Here's Matt Olson.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you always want better. But, you know, I think most important thing is division champs, and winning over 100 games is huge. And, I think we're all happy in here.
There you go. The guy did not hit for average. He's below his career average, but he did produce a lot of RBIs, and I'm just happy that he's out of the slump. Hit another home run yesterday. So, you know, if you want to do the comparisons of Freddie versus him, well, Freddie's been raking. Freddie was second in the National League. He lost out to a Mets player who will not remain nameless. But the Freddie season, not as many home runs, not as many RBIs. Fielding, I think, is a push between the two.
Can I be honest, though? In that lineup, Freddie doesn't have to do.
Correct.
What he did here. He just does.
Other guys can hit the home runs.
Look at that. Go look at that Dodgers lineup. Freddie can be Freddie, but you don't need Freddie to do extraordinary things when you've got that lineup.
You take away September, he's a 250 hitter, which is exactly what he was. And that's what we expected him to be. So I got no buyer's remorse. I think we're all excited about this guy. He's a perfect fit, and the money was right.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, tonight it's Thursday Night Football. Colts and Broncos.
Yeah, I was joking around with my buddies today. I was doing some yard work. My neighbors and I were chatting. I said, this is one of those things I might send this to Amazon, get a return on it.
Can I get a return?
Who's interested in a mediocre Broncos
offense?
Wait
a minute. It's Matt Ryan, Mike.
Well, again, without their best running back, Matt's going to be a sitting duck back there. So I'm curious how the Colts go to plan B without Jonathan Taylor.
Mike, you know all Falcon fans are interested in this game. They want to see what Matt Ryan's looking like.
I just know that this one was really exciting back in August, and now I'm looking at this like, do I have to watch this? Because, you know, the Broncos, it's painful. It's a painful offense to watch. It just is.
Yeah.
Geno Smith's got better stats than Russell Wilson.
He does. And listen, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. If you've watched any of Matt Ryan here to this point, he hadn't played necessarily that great. When he's given time, doesn't this sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
When he's given time, he has done a really good job. He's completed the ball down the field. He's hit wide open guys. But when he's been under duress, and he's been under duress a lot, he's been sacked almost as much as anybody in the league this year, Mike, and those fumbles. He's fumbled the ball a lot. Ball security has been an issue. So I'm not dogging Matt. You guys know I think he's a Hall of Famer. But at the end of the day, you would have thought the way we were talking about the Colts in the offseason, this is a team that's going to be 4-0. Right now, they're struggling. And you mentioned it. Without their best running back on the field, Mike, last week they averaged, I think, 2 yards a carry.
Right.
What are they going to do against the Broncos tonight?
And then Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, let's ride. Russ, when is Russ going to cook?
Well, here's a little factoid I just found literally just now as I'm scanning up and down the points scored. You realize, and this also counts turnovers, any way you get your points, the Colts have scored the fewest points in the league. And they thought that Matt was going to come in, obviously, and get things right and finally have a quarterback they can believe in. Yeah. How about that?
This is an interesting game. It is, I like to say, the most intriguing game. It's one of them only because of what we're talking about with Matt Ryan. And by the way, if this doesn't work, Frank Reich's gone.
Didn't you think if
he's
you were,
gone
when Matt went to Indy? Any remember there was all those reports about Matt, you know, in the weight room. Wow, look, these linemen have gotten muscles on muscles. Like everybody looks like they're at Muscle Beach. Squid Billy just said in my ear, third most sacked quarterback this year.
Yeah,
you said it. Matt Ryan is still getting hit and hit often.
Yeah, you know, you guys know who one of the tops is. A guy named Joe Burrow, who was the most sacked guy last year.
Got to cut it loose. But again, that empty backfield without a running back to protect him, you know, that's where you get your quarterback killed.
Thursday Night Football.
I mean, I hope. What's the over-under on this?
Go
under.
Yeah, I think the Colts are favored by 3. Turtle, you in on this game? It's one of your picks? No? You don't want to get in on this? Bo, you picking this game?
Well, unfortunately, we have to pick this – well, unfortunately, we have our own picks going on Monday and Thursdays when we do our short show on the other side of the glass.
Okay.
And so we have a bottle of bourbon on this. So we are technically what we're both 3-4, right, Turtle?
So you guys are going to pick this
we're
game
four
tonight.
We're 4-4.
Tonight, you're
so we have to pick it. Okay. We just don't do it for our Dukes and Bell pick.
I got you. Mike, you want in on this
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to watch it. Denver is a 3.5-point favorite. Over-under is 42. Now, for guys not familiar with gambling, that means the total combined points. So that would be a 20-21 would be the Colts' second tie of the year, and that would be a push. So 24-21 takes you over.
I think the Broncos are going to win this game.
Well, then I guess if we're going to see that breakout, we've been looking at Russell Wilson's not 100%.
Yeah. All right. That's going to happen tonight. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Hey, 3 o'clock, we will get into an NFL blitz. We're not the only ones on this show, okay, that necessarily don't think these London games are all of that. We're going to tell you one quarterback who's speaking out about it. Mm. And also, there is some news around the NFL with some other big injuries as we head into another big Sunday this weekend. Falcons, Bucks, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 11, kicks at 1 o'clock. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Yeah, man, no man, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up 3 o'clock, NFL Blitz is on the way. We're going to talk to our player guest today from the Falcons. It's going to be Keith Smith. We're running the ball well. Keith Smith is a fullback, but he plays special teams. He does a variety of things. He's playing really well. And, you know, you need guys like this, Mike, mm-hmm. when you're having success to do their part. And sometimes you take it for granted when guys are on special teams. Remember, we blocked that kick, which got us back in that Rams game. We hadn't blocked a kick since the 90s.
Seriously. Okay?
So it's one of those deals where you need everything to come together. I'm curious what he has to say about the vibe of this team as they get ready for the Bucks coming up on Sunday. That will happen in the 3 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down.
Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show. Bo Morgan, brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce, bigger, better, bolder.
All right, he's back. Chris filled in, did an amazing job yesterday. Bo Morgan, what is going on today, man?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I mean, you know, he's a good fill-in.
It was effortless. Effortless.
That's a good way to put
smooth.
It, Mike.
Well, it's always effortless for me. If you're paying attention and listening, it'll be effortless for all of you as well.
Mike, what did you say yesterday about the pace and the
amazing flow? Effervescent.
Yeah. That's the word you use.
Well, I'm going to bog this – I almost cussed there. I'm going to bog this thing down.
I think the word I used was sublime.
All right. Well, let me talk. You want to use so many words. My mom texted me earlier.
Who?
And
Your mom?
My mom. And my sister. I have three nieces. And the youngest is a little bit – she's a good bit younger than the older two. And she's in, like, pre-K. And they go to, like, a church pre-K. My mom goes – her name's Ava. She goes, Ava told me that her teacher said a bad word today in class.
Oh, what happened?
And I go, oh, yeah? What was that bad word? No. And my mom texts me back. She goes – yeah, apparently she doesn't hear it a lot.
Wow. No is a bad word.
Apparently, and my mom texts me. She goes, you know, I always heard redheads were different. She's like, I'm starting to believe it because she's the only redhead in our immediate family.
Well, I mean, you can argue, Carl, the last two generations of Americans haven't heard the word no much.
Listen, according to our conversation yesterday, Mike, right? I think you're right. What was the phrase that we were arguing about
quiet
yesterday?
Quiet quitting.
Yeah.
Quiet quitting.
Yeah.
What's that, like ghosting?
No, it's how millennials basically go to work and do the bare minimum because they're being exploited by their boss because life's unfair.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think these are millennials. I think this is Gen Z.
Chris calls it Gen E for entitled, and I call it Gen P, and you can figure out what the P stands for. But I'm with you, Bo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not millennials. No, I agree with you.
It's the next whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. It just made me laugh, and I was like, okay, well, you guys have fun with that over in Paulding County. I'm going to stay in Woodstock.
Well, let me ask you something. Who's not telling this beautiful little girl no?
I don't know, because she's with – my mom babysits while they're at work, so she'll go pick her up from pre-K. My mom told me no a lot.
So grandma's letting her get away with everything.
That's right. Who I'm going to blame.
Oh, yeah. This is what
actually,
grandparents
you know what?
Do.
No, it's more fun if I blame my sister because then she'll get mad at me and text me. So I blame my sister.
Well, listen, grandparents, this is why they love being grandparents, right? They can have the babies. You kiss them. You love on them. You spoil them. And then you hand them back. And you never say no. Grandparents never say no.
But you also take the pride or the joy in watching your son or daughter have to deal with the stuff that you had to deal with as
absolutely.
A parent yourself.
You're absolutely right.
Bo also gets told no about 9:30 every single night by Amy.
Oh!
See, I could be so mean right now, but I'm going to let it slide because I'm in a good mood. You know, I mean, I'm in a good mood, so I'm going to let Turtle and his little quips just go on.
Roll right off your
untouched. Back. All right. I was thinking about this, and I don't remember when I was thinking about it, but it's dangerous when I think at all.
That's true.
And I was thinking back to 2018. Do you guys remember the 2018 Major League Baseball playoffs at all?
2018.
Refresh my memory.
Let me jog your memory for you.
Was that the Acuna Grand Slam against the Dodgers?
That was that year, but that was the year we go in, we play, win the division out of nowhere. That was our first division title under this regime and after the rebuild. And so we go place the Dodgers, and we get, what is it, Ryu, the starter for the
Ryu.
Dodgers.
Ryu, yes.
He goes out there, dominates us. They beat our brains in. Our pitching was suspect. They beat us 6-0 in game one. And then that was a Thursday night. And then on Friday night, we get Kershaw. He shuts us down 2-0. We come back to Atlanta. That's the Acuna Grand Slam game.
Then they
beat us the next day. It was a day game. They beat us 3-1 in the DS. And it just... We were completely
overmatched. Yeah, overmatched.
They dominated us. And then 19 is the Cardinals series. But the question, I'm actually going to do a question, but did you guys ever think after watching 18 and then 19 that we would be essentially 1A to the 1B as the Dodgers would be 1A, we were 1B?
Right.
That after 5 years, we would have – as many World Series titles as them, and essentially looked at as the other powerhouse, and not only the NL, the National League, but baseball overall.
We could have won the World Series, I think, in 2020. We just didn't really know. And we weren't the only teams who were not going to spend big money on a 60-game season. But if we had invested in one more starting pitcher, and that's why I got on my mean on about McGurk, and obviously all that went 180 degrees the last two seasons. But we could have been, we had the Dodgers down 3-1, guys. You can go back and look at it. Those are the games, in Texas, right, Carl, for the for COVID. We could have two World Series. We could have beat the Rays. I believe in my heart we could have beat the Rays that year.
For me, Bo, is the answer is no, man. Because the Dodgers, I mentioned this, you know, they won 111 games this year, right? The only teams that won more are the 2001 Seattle Mariners and the 98 Yankees. The 98 Yankees are considered to be one of the best teams ever, okay? So that's why I think the pressure is on them to win this year.
Right.
And the Yankees won. The Mariners didn't win the year they won 100-plus, games. And the point that I'm getting to is, the reason why I didn't think that we would be where we are right now is because I didn't know what we know about Alex Anthopoulos. General managers make baseball teams, okay? We can talk about Snit and all these other managers who screw things up, and Mike and I spend a lot of time on this every postseason where guys get tight and they don't do things like Snit has done over the last few years. But we didn't know in 18 that Alex Anthopoulos was going to be so adventurous in his ability to say, this will work. I'm going to go pull this piece. I'm going to go grab this guy, and it's all come together. So I'm going to tell you no, man, but I'm glad we're here because now you see and everything he's done has worked for the most part, and there's no reason to think, guys, we're not set up for long-term success. Do you guys realize how young we are?
Yeah.
And Ad Grissom and Harris and Freed.
Olsen's younger.
Yeah. All these guys, we could be good for a while.
Yeah, we just got to – I mean, I'm still lukewarm on signing Charlie to bring him back, but we talked about that with Alex at interviews online. But to Bo's question, yeah, 19, we're at Murph's. Everybody's coming back over the pedestrian bridge. Like, what happened? Right, man, that was ugly, man. That was an ugly, but as ugly an end of a season.
3 innings, that thing was over.
Yeah, I mean, an absolute humiliation just to see us come back. And again, we could have won a World Series back to back.
Yeah, and that was a series where I remember Swanson had clutch hitting in there in like games 4 and 5 in St. Louis.
And you and I are begging for Freed and I don't want to see any more Dallas Keuchel in that series.
That's right. He went with Keuchel. Yeah. He's exactly right.
Yeah, and then Faulty. You know, don't be a little amazing when we get rid of that guy. What we do, but you know. For me, though, is
but see, but Bo, those are the things you moved on from those guys, and you got better. Right. Think about last year's postseason. Just to think about this, we won the World Series. We had 3 bullpen starts, 3 guys you didn't even trust or know how they would do, and we won the World Series. Different team this year. We got a better starting rotation. Mm-hmm. So every year, that's my point. He went out and did things that made the team better than the year before.
Yeah, and in 18, we did again. That was his first season with us. Because after all the stuff, everyone was still giving credit to the other receiver. Oh, this is really these guys. He didn't do anything. He just showed up. And honestly, and Mike, a point that you've always talked about, we didn't know that Liberty Media at that point in time would let us spend like we're now spending. He talked about it with you guys yesterday. 8th largest payroll now and could be higher, but not top 3.
Look, I know that Coppola got loose and fast with how they do things in the Dominican, but he was also the guy overseeing the farm system, which developed all these young players like Acuna and Albies and all that. So there is some credit for Coppola, although he's become persona non grata.
Yeah, I just popped in my head this morning. I was like, man, I wonder if those guys are with me that we never thought we would be in the position the way we're in the position, and we're beating teams who go out and sign pitchers to 1-year deals for $43 million a year. Right. I mean, you know, we're beating them from the division. So, you know, keep crying, Seth Lugo. All right.
Enjoy the scenic route to the NLCS, you turd. By the way, today, real quick, we're waiting in the green room. Big segment on ESPN today about Timmy Trumpet. You and I are laughing our butt off. They had this thing in the can. They're like, well, the Mets are going to win the division. We'll have this nice thing about Edwin Diaz and – it's like, well, they didn't win the division, but they're still going to run this segment on Timmy Trumpet. We're laughing our butts off watching this.
It is funny because you're almost like, why are you running this? Yeah. Like, we know the Mets got in the playoffs, but they didn't win the division. And Mike's right. Remember, that was the big Sunday night baseball, and they were, you know, again, skewed point of view.
Edwin, Narco really gets me fired up. Okay, well, again, enjoy the scene of that. San Diego and then L.A. Enjoy. We'll see you later.
Hi, Mets fans!
How many games has he had a chance to even pitch in like the last 3 weeks?
Well, since Timmy Trumpet said it's his song and no one else's, he's gotten like 3 saves or some crap
Who was the guy that you were talking about the other day? He's like, that's not his song. Who are you talking about?
That was Eduardo Perez last on ESPN. You know, it's really not his song. I didn't even hear the song. I didn't notice it. Jeez, you guys had a payroll for the Mets? What the hell, man?
I'll give Eduardo.
To this day, that's the toughest baseball broadcast of 9 innings I've had to watch and listen to my entire life.
And that's saying a lot because we watch Alex Rodriguez this year.
Well, maybe, that is tough.
Maybe the next time Eduardo and Cohen are in Atlanta, I can
get him. Buck Showalter is next level. You know, he watches how high the foul balls go, which tells you a lot about a hitter. Really?
Hi, Mets fans!
By the way, there's a ton of those Mets division shirts on their way to Bangladesh. Hope the kids love them.
Oh, unreal.
Next time Eduardo and those guys are in town, maybe we can spice up their broadcast with a little bit of the Fireshire from the W sauce. It's bigger, better, bolder, and it's spicier, and they could really use it. So and you know what? You can use it too. Get to wsauce.com, find a retailer near you. Turtle, hit Mr. Squid's music.
Carl Ravitch could put it on some pulled pork, or he could use it to moisturize his toupee, Carl.
What are you wearing, Carl?
This is my I pretended I just got a haircut toupee.
Hey, man, coming up, First and foremost, we're glad you're here. Glad that you're listening to Atlanta's number one sports
station. And we're still snarky as hell because the Mets deserve all the snark they can get.
Well, listen, they talked a lot of noise.
Yes.
That's why they're getting this. You're listening to Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports show. Guys, here's the deal. Coming up, NFL Blitz is on the way. We're going to talk about the London game. Some Packers complaining about the travel to London. See, we're not the only ones. And the latest on Tom Brady and the Bucks as the Falcons get ready for their matchup on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.